This is HPR episode 2144 entitled, An Interview with All About Code at Manchester Barcamp, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Huzak at Tony H1212, and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, this is a follow-up interview with Josh as he has been busy since I last interviewed him.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Okay, this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio, and I'm still at Barcamp Manchester, and I've got with me All About Code, or Josh Lowe as he's commonly known. I interviewed him a few weeks ago when we were at Blackpool Raspberry Jam, but since then he's developed a couple of new projects, so I'm going to ask him to explain about them.
So, as Tony said, I'm Josh, and I'm known as @all_about_code on Twitter, and you can find me allaboutcode.co.uk and edupython.co.uk.
Josh, would you like to tell us about this new project you've got going?
So I think it was August since I last did the podcast. So in since August, I think I mentioned in the last one about EduPython, which is my Python library, and I have recently developed a block format for it. So what I kind of wanted to do is I wanted to create a bridge between Scratch and Python. So that's what EduBlocks is aiming to do. So EduBlocks is built in Blockly, which is something developed by Google. It's a piece of open source software, and it's written in JavaScript. So what happens is you have your JavaScript with two things called definitions and generators. So definitions are like your color blocks, so what color you want them to be, what type they are, and what you want them to say, what the user sees basically. And then you've got your generators. So each block, you can use it to do code in different languages. So I think you can have Python, Ruby, Lua, JavaScript, all the big coding languages. And what that basically does is you set a variable to the, so it uses Python mine, so you set the variable to the code you want it to run. So if you have, say, five blocks, it then sets a variable to the code. It then sends it to something called a Python bottle server. So if you've used Flask, bottle's like a simpler version of that. And what it does is it sets the variable, the index.html file basically has a workspace where you can drag and drop the blocks. It then sends it to the server and it runs. So that's available to download. If you go to edupython.co.uk/#blocks, you'll be able to find the guide there.
And is it easy to install, and what operating systems will it run on?
Yeah, so it's really easy to install. I think it works on most Linux distros on the Raspberry Pi. So because it uses GPIO pins and Minecraft Pi, obviously you can't use it on like your Ubuntu desktop and that. but I'm hopefully getting it so that you can access the HTML file from a desktop computer or an iPad, and it will basically just run it on the Raspberry Pi, and it's basically like you're using it. So it's a two-line installer. So Les Pounder kindly created a install script. So you wget it via the command line, and then you use sudo bash to execute the script.
So where do you envisage this piece of software going?
So I think I released it on Sunday, and since the day after, someone used it in lessons in a school in Coventry, and then the next day they created documentations. So the aim basically is to get a worldwide kind of known way for the bridge for Scratch to Python. So what I kind of want to do is, my aim is to get maybe 100 people making that transition. So I'm going to MozFest in London and hopefully make some transitions there.
My understanding is you've written this so that children transitioning from Scratch can start to understand the underlying code for Python. And when you put the blocks in, can you see the Python code?
Yes, so the blocks are exactly the same as Python, indents and everything. So if you make a block program and you type that into Python, it'll be exactly the same. So it's basically the same as Python, but through blocks.
Thank you very much. I believe you've also designed a kit that you're hoping to get out there into the community.
So I'm currently in talks with CPC and Pimeroni to make my own kit. So the first one is a starter kit. So that includes LEDs, wires, breadboards, your basic starter electronic kits. And what my idea is to have these kits for around £8 at the retail price, and I'm hopefully getting them out into schools. So I've selected some schools that are going to get them, and once they have reviewed them and used them in class, I hopefully want to get it out to the public in the next 3 to 6 months.
Well, we're here at Barcamp Manchester, but I believe you're going to be attending another event shortly. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, so at the end of October, which is actually Halloween weekend, I've been invited to MozFest. So what MozFest is if you've ever used Mozilla Firefox, which I think most people have, it's basically their yearly annual festival that they do. So that's down in London in a college opposite the O2. So it's basically the big festival where the whole web community comes together in one venue, and I will be in the youth zone. I don't know where it's located in the building, but I will be running a workshop on EduBlocks. So what my idea is to get Minecraft and EduPython, integrate them, because it's on Halloween weekend, we're going to put a Halloween twist on it.
Oh, thank you, Josh. And for the listeners out there, if you want to meet Josh in person and you're going to MozFest, look him up. So this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio signing off. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.